This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Well, this is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. And just around the corner from us here on this Italian car show is Bob Bondurant, School of High Performance Driving, and there's a whole bunch of Dodges on the golf course here with the Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Maseratis and Alfa Romeos and Dodges. How does that work? Well, it's because now you can go drive a Viper ACR like I have, or a Dodge Hellcat, at Bob Bondurant, School of High Performance Driving. I went out there and did it myself. It was pretty awesome. Anyway, I'm just looking at this announcement. Uber's first driving fleet arrives in Pittsburgh this month, and Greg Stebbin is with us. He is Men's Health Magazine's tech guy. And yes, guess what, Greg? It is a Volvo XC90, the new SUV that has won over 150 international and national awards just for pure excellence in all things automotive and tech. And very interesting, and you're right. I did say at the LA Auto Show, to bring us back, I said I felt that it would be a decade before you would see the general public using, and this was 2014-ish, and you got to stop banging the table here. They're doing engineering on my table while I'm doing the show. Anyway, you know, it's tech never stops, right?
That's right.
But I think that, you know, before we see people kind of being used to it and buying a self-driving, fully autonomous type car, it's going to be 10 years. I think we're going to have them, you know, almost immediately, as this announcement proves. And I think Uber is going to make people become much more, used to seeing, you know, the autonomous cars and stuff like that, but I still think it's going to be a decade before, like it is with people with cell phones and smartphones. 10 years ago, you know, to have a smartphone, you were like spending a lot of money, and you were a Greg Stebbin kind of guy. Today, if you don't have a smartphone, you're not very smart. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Interesting. I'm gonna focus on one word you used here in talking about that, and that is maybe it will be 30 years before you own a self-driving car. But I think a lot of people will start using, you know, we as individuals may never own self-driving cars, but we may end up using the fleet of others more and more, so that our overall use of our own personal cars, you know, you may have a car because you love driving it, and the only time you drive it is for fun. You don't use the same car for a commute, because you walk out and you raise your hand and a self-driving car comes and picks you up and takes you to work.
I think
we're seeing the beginnings of a revolution, not just in the technology of the car, but the technology will change perhaps the ownership and our attitudes about cars as well.
No, I do believe you're right. I think Chevrolet recently made an announcement with their partnership with Lyft, which is another one of these things where, you know, you summons a car. But what you're saying is that you, like you said, you'll use your phone, you'll call a car, it'll pull into the driveway, and you'll get a message on your phone, the car is here. There won't be anybody in the car. It's your ride. And then it'll take you to work, and then it'll go to the next person that has summoned the car. The phone and the car, and the cars are connected. You have car-to-car communication, so they won't crash into each other. And all this technology, smart roads, smart highways, it's all
coming down
the pipe.
And then when the technology breaks down, it's going to be an amazing mess.
What you mean when they do some sort of a smart bomb that explodes in the air, you don't hear anything because it's more of an electric impulse that just shuts down the grid.
We just saw with Delta Airlines, their system shut down. Southwest Airlines, right. You know, the good news is life most of the time will be a lot better. The bad news is when there's a problem, it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah. Well, it's just like when your computer shuts down and you're right in the middle of a big project and you want to pull your eyeballs out of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be an ugly situation. That's why I'm just going to keep my Viper around and make sure that I have. So by the way, you bought, as I remember, it's been about a year and a half or so ago, you bought a Volt, a Chevrolet Volt.
I did.
You still love it?
Yeah, it is. One of the things that's amazing about having an electric car, and I know your listeners know this, but I'll say it just to get it on the record. The Volt is interesting in that it has both a gasoline engine and is powered by a battery. So it has about a 38-mile range. I did a lot of analysis before we bought the car and realized 90% of the time we never go 40 miles in a trip. So Other than taking a road trip, which we can easily do without range anxiety because it has a gasoline engine, other than taking a road trip, we put gas in the car maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And GM tells you not to fill up the tank if you mostly use the battery because all that extra weight just gives you less efficiency with the battery. So we're usually driving around with about a third of a tank. So when we put gas in the car, it's usually adding a gallon or two. Our total gas bill, other than a road trip, a year is probably less than a tank of gas.
Let me ask you, do you want to hang on and talk with us a little bit more with our next guest, Electra Mechanica, the CEO of a car company that has just launched something new? Might be worth you understanding and learning a little bit about it for your thing with the tech job you have with Men's Health. Can you hang with us?
I'd love that. That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, I need the help. All the help I can get today here from a golf course I'm broadcasting. I'm not complaining, everybody. You're listening to The Drive. I'm looking at Ferraris and Lamborghinis and Alfa Romeos. And, oh dear, we'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.